Blog Talk Radio.
Right, hold, stop the dialing. It's all right, you just reached Taino Radio. That's right, Ayo Taino Mabrika. Welcome all you listeners out there, live and living color here in the internet, cyber world, and all those folks in the future who just downloaded the show. I appreciate that. Share the show, high and low, east and west. It's all right, we got this. Tonight, it's Wednesday night. You know what that means, right? This is the Indigenous Power Hour Activism Show. There's nothing like this in the Indigenous world. We got this. And guess what? The show cannot be the show without our hostess, Indy 41. Where you at?
Relatives. I'm here, and thank you. Thank you for tuning in and joining me and Mr. Santa Cory Ramos to the Indigenous Power Hour. This is Turtle Island. Come and get you some medicine, relatives.
That's great. What do you think? Great. Well, listen, just want to say that our weekly hostess right here in Indy 41, bringing the issues, bringing the healing, bringing the medicine. I really appreciate it. People in Taino Radio appreciates it. Arayeke Yukayeke, who's sponsoring the show, appreciates it. It's all about healing, right? And bringing the issues out. Not being
Absolutely.
Afraid. Not being afraid, too. And I'm happy that you're not afraid. But that's good. That's a good thing, right? So today's going to be a powerful show. I want to have the ladies take the floor. I want to chill in the back. I got to clean some records, dust them off, some that I haven't used in a while. I want to have the ladies take over. You know why? Because the ladies have to take over, right? You got to do this, man. Mm-hmm. All you men out there, let's just chill for a minute, you know? And I want to clean out some records, okay? Take out the crates. DJ Sonic Audis. 41, when you need me, just call my name. It's called DJ Sana Cory. Play that record. Just let me know, okay?
Awesome. Well, DJ Sana Cory, can we hear, you know, our medicine, our song that starts the show? Can we hear Northern Cree?
Oh, man, where's that intern? Wait a minute. Hold on. She moved my records around. Hold on. Let me look for it right here. Hey, where'd she put that? Hold on a second. Serious. I had a intern come over and yeah, here we go. Let's get it. That nice and shiny record here. Let's do it.
What's that? What?
Hey, hi, hi.
What do you think, Santa Corey?
It's a long.
What do you think?
Long.
You know, it gets my, it just gets me going every time I hear that song. You know, I got my medicine is, I want to go gather all my things and get ready, but I don't think they're ready yet, Santa Corey. What do you think, DJ? I think we need to hit them with another one. Let's get our relatives ready.
You don't think they're ready?
I
just got a special record. I just got a special record today. Guess what?
Nope, no, not that one. Not that one. Nope, not that one. This one. Let's go with this one.
Wait a minute. I just got this special record.
There we go.
Let's go for it.
There it is. Relatives, are we ready to get some of this medicine or what? How you feeling, DJ Santa Corey?
That was special.
Isn't
it?
It
was so special. So special. We almost mixed. We almost mixed two songs. That's how special it was.
You know that? That was Big River Cree, and that song was called Honoring the People. And that's what we need to do. We need to honor one another, uphold one another, uplift, support, you know?
Right.
There's a lot going on in Indian country right now, a whole lot. That virus is taking a second round, you know?
Well,
who knows where we're heading? you know?
Well, you know, in the great words of Mogi Yellow Lodge, he once said, hey, all we need is a good laugh. This famous quote from Mogi Yellow Lodge.
We need something.
That's right.
You know what I mean? I mean, you know, we got some relatives. We got some relatives, you know, that are, you know, dealing with the real, every single one of us are boarding school survivors. Every single one of us.
Yeah, we carry this trauma. We carry the trauma.
Yeah, absolutely. So we've got some relatives that are just learning who they are, and this is new to them.
Yeah, definitely.
You know?
Super new.
And so they may not know how to deal with it. We have relatives that have never learned to deal with it. And that's a majority of us. You know, that's that trauma that we carry with us. You know, some of that unexplained stuff that surfaces, you know, just out of nowhere. You know, even hearing your, you know, hearing your indigenous, you know, hearing your music, you know, or it could even be triggered by, you know, seeing a picture, you know, of, you know, a past relative or something. But you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Those are those triggers that we don't understand. They get triggered by those memories. Those memories that we forgot to remember. And it's time to remember who we are, you know?
Well,
we got a guest tonight.
Oh, man, please introduce the guest. Hold on a second. We still got some residue from the Spooky Lou show, paranormal show. Try to smudge the studio, but it often goes blank sometimes. It's the Men in Black.
Yes.
But
yes.
Studio is back. You see, they get scared, you know? They get a little scared, these Men in Black. Or Women in Black. Guess what? You know what? I'm gonna ask you, Indy 41, to introduce our next guest, and I'm honored to have her on the show, and Taino Radio welcomes her. This is amazing, and go ahead, Indy 41. You got this.
All right. Well, relatives, I want you to greet our guest, and our guest tonight is Kristen McKay, and she is an alternative rock or country, you know, country artist. And she has that big anti-love, that big anti-love. And in her performances, she takes, you know, the strength of her sisters with her and our MMIW as well. She often will, you know, paint her face, you know. I don't want to refer to it as war paint because, sometimes that kind of gets a stereotype going on. But I tell you what, she just off of looks alone, she is very fierce, very beautiful. And, you know, I'm so glad to have her here.
Nice.
Kristen.
She's on the air. She's in the air. On the air.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, good evening.
Santa Cory, do you hear her accent?
Perfectly. Oh, yeah. I love the accent.
Love it. Welcome, sister.
How's it going?
It is going. Tell us, let us know about you. What tribe are you representing?
I'm from the Cree Nation. I also represent the Ojibwe Nation in Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada. I just want to thank you guys for such a warm welcome. And how about that Big River Cree intro? That was pretty awesome.
Wasn't it? Oh, my goodness. And Northern Cree, it makes my hair stand up.
Absolutely.
Every time I hear it. And, you just want to fuel up. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's like the jingle sidestep. I start my every morning with that song. So I was really honored that you played that, actually.
Oh, that's great. Thank you.
The connection was pretty awesome.
This is the first time of all these shows that we have a Cree Nation representative. Wow, that's awesome. Full circle right there.
Absolutely. Well, I'm really happy to be here with you guys tonight. Thank you for inviting me. And it's a huge honor to be on your show. And I'm very, very honored to have this opportunity to speak with you both. And I hope you're both keeping safe and doing well where you are.
Oh, thank you. Wow, that's great.
Well, let's get into it. Tell us.
All right.
Tell us about your band. And I saw that blessing today that you shared.
Definitely.
About
your
core. So
about?
Go for it.
Sorry, could you just repeat that? I missed that. Sorry.
Well,
the blessing you were talking about.
Your tour.
Yes, I've been actually blessed. I'm going to be doing a Southern Manitoba tour starting on Monday. So we have a 10-stop trip plan. It'll be run over the course of 10 days. So I'm super excited. We're going to be hitting 5 Indigenous communities and then 5 non-Indigenous communities. So I'm really excited to take my gift on the road and, you know, put some music back into some people's lives, because we've been definitely missing that a lot over the last year and a half.
And I just think you're a phenomenal person. And I love the, you know, the little inspiration that, you know, you offer, you know, out there in Facebook world and you know, just your overall who you are, you know, as a person. And, you know, we need more sisters, you know, to step up and fulfill that role. And so tell us about, you know, did you, you know, your band, is that, you know, just go for it.
Well, I front like a original cover band. We're called Prison Richard Band. We've been going strong for about 3 years now. Had to take a little bit of a break due to the recent world events, but at the same time, you know, in my life, I feel that it's important to, you know, honor one another, and meaning our brothers and our sisters. So it's a really important movement in my life that I support those, you know, whether I've had the opportunity to meet them or not, I still want them to feel supported. You know, there's a lot of incredible things that people do when they're supported in this world. So that's a huge part about, like, my, you know, my take at life. And, you know, I come from a lot of, you know, traumas and a lot of things that my ancestors have had to carry. And it's been passed to me, so I took full responsibility to help myself heal from those past traumas and, you know, kind of stop that that cycle and process. So I feel it's, you know, my sworn duty in this world to just, you know, help others by lifting them up. So
absolutely, because I just love it. Your message will... most of them carry that you have 10,000 of your answers. You know what I mean?
Yes,
numbers.
I'm followed by 10,000 grandmothers, and that really helps me in my daily life, because, you know, in the world, like the reality world we live in, you know, it's like we only see what we're allowed to see. But in the spiritual realm of things, there's a lot more there that, you know, can help guide us to, you know, walking better paths and doing better things with our life, you know. And we've been in some dark times, so I really feel that that inspiration of having 10,000 grandmothers behind me in everything I do, and especially my music, you know, it inspires me and it makes me feel really supported. So I truly honor that movement, and I'll carry that with me for, you know, each breath for the rest of my days here. So.
Right. And so could you kind of tell us what's the air like? I mean, you know, dealing with, you know, the boarding school discoveries, because, you know, they haven't even gotten started. You know what I mean? I mean, yes, Rosebud, which is the tribe that I come from and I represent, we just received, you know, the Carswell babies.
Yes.
But as far as the rest of the United States, and I don't even want to get into that United States, Canada, because this is Turtle Island. You know, we ain't separated by borders. But
we're all connected, right? So for me, like
what's the feel? You know, how are people dealing with it where you're at?
Well, right now, we must unite among each other, and even with our non-Indigenous brothers and sisters, we all have to stand together. This happened to, like, our nation. It happened to, you know, our people. It happened to our neighbors. It happened to our friends, our families. You know, both of my parents are both residential school survivors, as are my grandparents on my father's side. So for me, it's very important that, you know, we do the work to kind of get to a better place to understand, you know, why this happened and to try to better ourselves, because we've been broken and we've also been silenced for like over 100 years. So it's time for us to come, you know, and unite with each other and support one another, because this is so heavy. It's so hard to bear. You know, I did some inner healing work, you know, for myself, because I had a lot of traumas with my own parents and my relationships with them. I tried my best to try to get right with things just before they started really bringing this out into the media and into social media and all the unmarked graves that they're uncovering. Like, there's a lot of ground we have to cover, and it's just been devastating to us as First Nation people that we are reliving this and we're learning what our ancestors went through. And, you know, one most important thing that I looked at with all of this is that our grandparents and our parents, they were the children. They survived that. I'm here because my parents and grandparents survived that. So, like I said, it's like my sworn duty to try to help others, you know, get to a better place to understand, like, you know, this harsh tragedy that we faced for a very long time. We don't need to be silent about it anymore. We need to talk about it. It can be too triggering and too difficult for our you know, our parents and grandparents. But for us, you know, we're going to stop carrying those traumas. Those traumas are not ours to carry. So that's a huge movement. And I actually have like a personal blog as well. It's called Sage Talk. And I created that platform so we could speak about issues like that and also share stories, you know, and I wanted it to be like a survival guide, you know, to others that are healing from these traumas. I wanted them to know that there's other people all across this nation that went through this, that felt this, that they're living this. You know, there's a lot of things that happen to Indigenous people because of residential schools. So it's time for us to unite together and stand together and, you know, heal from this. It's been 100 years and I'm not going to be silent about it. I'm going to talk about it as much as I can. But, you know, sometimes you have to turn away for a little while because they get so heavy that, you know, you have to come behind the grandmothers and behind the warriors, regain your strength, you know, rebuild yourself, you know, lift yourself and come back to the front when you're ready to heal again. And it's a very vicious cycle what happened, but we don't have to endure it anymore. We just have to learn how to heal from it now.
Well said. Because that's, you know, I'm sure you're aware that, you know, I'm Native supporting Natives on, you know, social media. And that's what I've been encouraging our relatives to do is our, you know, because along with that boarding school and the effort to kill the Indian, save the man, you know, stripping us of identity, I mean, that created dependency on being told what to do, how to do it, who to be, you know. And so, you know, I've, in that, the roles of our women and our men have left us, have left a lot of relatives. And, you know, we're not fulfilling, you know, our roles, you know, as, you know, the gender roles are concerned. And I've encouraged, you know, the men to get out there and sing.
Yes.
You know, drum. Get those prayers going, because those children, those were babies. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
And
it, in a good way to look at it, though, you know, after I did, like, so much healing from that, I had somebody very special share with me that, you know, I expressed my anger for this and how it was destroying, like, my peace. And, you know, like, I was sobbing and weeping for days on end. And I had to, like, you know, seek, you know, support. And I reached out to someone, and, you know, she gave me, like, the most peace back. She told me that the way we can look at this, she said, is that these babies, they sacrifice themselves to come back to help to save us, because we've been lost for so many years. We don't know how to heal from this. We don't know how to recover from this. They've literally taken everything, our abilities to, you know, be connected to our Mother Earth, to this ground, you know, where our medicines and our natural, like, resources come from. Like, we're so, like, lost and, you know, distant from that. We have to go back to our Mother Earth in order for us to be grounded and centered and aligned, you know, to be strong enough to heal from this. Because a lot of people turn to, you know, like, alcohol and drugs and among other things. And it causes, like, a horrendous, you know, generational cycle that it's time now. We got to do the work. We got to break the cycle. We got to find our way back to the earth and then rebuild from there. You know, it's like we have to relearn everything all over again. And it's so immense, like, the movement itself. Like, there's a lot of people, they're very, you know, they're still, like, just in a million pieces about this, but we're there, we're standing with them, we're supporting them, you know, we're praying for them, we're honoring them, we're knowing that, you know, that they can't take this away, they can never forget it, but we need to learn how to heal from it. And I think going back to our medicines is the most important thing. That drum, we need to live by that drum beat, because that is our heartbeat. And the connection that I feel when I listen to, you know, like, drum groups, like, all over the world, different kind of indigenous cultures, it really connects me, and it makes me feel, like, almost empowered that as hard and difficult as this is, that we can get through it. You know, our next generation, you know, we can learn how to, like, properly, like, you know, structure our youth, because those are, it begins and ends with our children, no matter what generation that is. But right now, we need to really reach out to our children. You know, we need to tell them that they're loved. We need to show them that they're loved. We need them to know that they are supported. And that's going to be our future leaders. So we have to build them up. And that's something that, you know, our parents and our grandparents haven't been able to do, because that right was taken from them. And it's not their fault. But we're going to fix that. And I know that it's going to take, like, a whole world to unite about this, but we're going to get it done. It might not be this generation, but we're going to start the work. We're going to make a map. You know, we're going to bring everybody back to the earth, and we're going to start from square one, and we're going to be that much stronger, more empowered, more inspired. And you know what? My biggest part, too, is, like, everybody loves everybody. That's how I truly feel. And I mean, everyone that's breathing with a heartbeat, not just Indigenous people, everybody.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because, you know, that, you know, because that's often what, you know, those that survive, that's what they wrestle with, is that survivor's guilt. And that isn't ours to own. That is oppressive.
It's not ours to carry.
Yep, it's not. And you're right. And as long as Unsi Maka is, you know, continues to absorb her sick children, she will too will continue to be ill. And
definitely,
you're right about the healing that needs to take place. And like I said, you know, I applaud you, you know, tremendously for stepping into that role of, you
it's
know,
heavy.
It is very heavy. It is, sister.
The thing
heavy,
too, like,
yeah,
for me, like with this whole, like, everything that we're going through right now, you know, there's a lot of, you know, sacred things we can share amongst each other, you know, the teachings, the knowledge, you know, this love and support. But for myself, you know, I really project that into, like, the music that I write, you know, my original written, especially more so now, all the new material I'm working on. It's like a surrounded with, you know, the need to heal from a lot of things that we've faced and we've gone through. So a big part about, like, my visual, you know, when I started playing music and I got really serious about it, is that I know that my music might not reach everyone. Not everybody might not like my style. No, not everybody listens to country music, right? But at the same time, like, I decided that as an Indigenous, you know, woman, I wanted to, like, honor, like, a lot of, like, you know, heritage and, you know, my culture. I wanted to project that into my music, and that's where that stage makeup came from. It definitely mm-hmm. is war paint, but I do refer to it as stage makeup. But when I'm at, you know, public settings or I go to events, I wear that. Like, that's who I am. That's what I'm representing. And, you know, it may not be, you know, supported everywhere, but my intention with that is just, I don't want to be silent about things anymore. And, you know, sometimes we are going to war with things. We just don't know that we are.
Absolutely. And, you know, the sister Quilipiza, you know.
Yes, you mm-hmm. is like my sister from another mister. Absolutely.
I'm telling you, I love her, and shout out Quilipiza too. We love you.
Yes, and just sending hugs and prayers to her and her family at this very difficult time.
Yes, our sister.
Absolutely.
Yes, yes.
I'm sending the grandmother's cue.
Yes, yes, we love you, sister.
Absolutely.
She takes that power, you know, with her when she,
yeah.
you know, does her face. And, you know, whatever it takes, you know, that's what I'm all about, is encouraging one another. Like you said, the solidarity, and then get
yeah.
out there, you know, the world that, I mean, we don't have many mothers, let alone aunties. You know, if anything, we probably got more aunties and grandmas than mothers, you know, unfortunately, you know, and so, you know, that's why I'm always like, do your job, you know, that's to be encouraging, because it is exactly like what you said. We had none of that encouragement growing up.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of us didn't even, you know. Yeah, you know, unfortunately, yes, I come from boarding school, you know, my grandmother's South Dakota. But, you know, I'm also a foster care child,
mm-hmm.
you know. And, you know, the ICWA Act, that was never meant to protect our greatest assets.
For
that
sure.
That made it difficult. You know, that kept our children in foster care. You know, so, you know, a lot of us don't have that, you know, mother, father, or even anybody to call family. Half of us, most of us don't even know who we are.
I know.
You know,
it's
in us, though. Wouldn't you agree?
It is.
It is. And it's time to just, I don't know. I don't know
unite.
How to do.
We have to lift each other.
Absolutely. And whatever, you know, because, you know, it's that little bit of encouragement that, you know, can make a person's day or just
save
spreading
them. You could save them with that.
Yes. You know, because we're always talking about nothing indigenous, you know, these businesses, but when it comes down to it, when you are around it, how many are actually supporting it? How many are, you know, spreading the word, say, you know, so instead we'd rather gossip or, you know, I don't know, just something not related to uplifting them. And that's, we got to get past that. You know, I'm a firm believer of, you know, hanging my tribe up at the door when I come in.
Yes,
you know,
absolutely.
It's there. I'm representing it very well, but I'm not taking, you know, those past beefs and, oh, I don't like you because of this and that. I don't know. You're my sister. You're my brother. And let's do this and let's take care of our own, because no matter what issue that we're facing, if it's MMIW, if it's boarding schools, there's still a point of accountability.
Definitely. And you know, we're going through too many things to have to deal with the mediocrity of jealousy amongst each other.
Awesome.
We don't need to be jealous of each other. We need to love and support one another. There's not enough time left in our lives for us to hold anger, hate, negativity in your heart. Like our grandparents didn't suffer and struggle and live these traumas for us to do this to each other. It's like we need to just like quit, you know, the negative vibes and just bring out the positivity in things. Every situation is difficult. It could be a very hard, it could be a horrendous struggle, but that struggle could still be beautiful as well, you know?
If we don't heal,
My mother can't heal her mother.
Exactly. Her mother can't heal. You know what I mean? And that's the point I'm trying to get to, is beginning that healing process.
Absolutely.
So that my ancestors can heal too.
Absolutely.
You know? And
Well, we pass on the traumas, eh? That's what it is. We pass them on from generation to generation.
Right. Exactly.
And that's what I said, like my parents' traumas, those are not mine to carry. So I need to get right with those, because I'm very distant with both of my biological parents. I have a found mother. She means a great deal to me. And I believe the Creator brought us together because, you know, we're meant to be supported and loved in this life. And I mean, with all the work and, you know, the commitment I made to do this healing from things, you know, that I wasn't supposed to heal from. But I'm going to do it because I don't want to carry this anymore.
Yeah. That's some
so
powerful
would you
word.
Like to... go ahead, Santa Corey.
No, I said that's some powerful words and you know, words of action, too. Like, I'm not going to carry this anymore. Because it really, you know, the mental health is so crucial, hand in hand with spiritual health. But you know, where our mind goes, there goes our energy. And there's so
mm-hmm.
many people, including myself at times, will drag and drag this stuff, you know.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh man, no, I'm not gonna let go. You know, those damn Spaniards, you know. And then
mm-hmm.
he drag, you know, and he's like, nah, you know, I have. You know, freak this politics, you know, about me, drag some more, you know. It's hard, man. It's really difficult.
We need to learn how to feed the right fires. That's what that sounds like.
Yeah, that's it. Yep.
Would you like to tell us a little bit about the song you brought with us and introduce it to our listeners tonight?
All right. Well, It's my first single. This is one of the first original songs I wrote about 7 years ago. I was truly, truly inspired at the time. My partner, you know, is also a musician as well, and she just filled my world with, you know, love and support, and just, you know, seeing her musical abilities, it just fueled mine, you know. So I wrote this song, and I was so, like, moved with her support that she showed me and that she gave me. She, you know, basically created, like, a whole platform for me to, you know, to write and sing and play. So I wrote this song. It's called A Girl I Used to Know. It was the first song I recorded. I recorded it in 2020, just before the pandemic hit. It's still unreleased, but I've had it fully mastered, and I got a chance to, you know, put that down on a, you know, in a studio, and I was so supported with that. So it definitely, it shined right through the music. So that's a big thing about being supported. And I want to acknowledge Maddie Harper for, you know, her love and her support for, like, my vision of success. So.
Oh, so could you do one more thing for me? Could you say
absolutely
awesome? Oh, sister, oh, I feel your love. Tell DJ Santa Corey to spin that record.
All right, if the DJ can actually spin that record, I so appreciate that.
Yeah.
Turtle Island.
All right. Prison Richard Band.
I love it. I'm just sitting here jamming, you know, bobbing my head, you know, when I read. I like
yes.
that.
Well, I'm glad you
but
do.
But I've heard it already. I've
yeah,
heard it already.
Thank you so much for playing my song. I've got a big smile on my face now, so.
Oh, my goodness, sister. Oh, my goodness. Like I said, it is a blessing to have you as our guest. And why don't you let our relatives know, you know, your platforms, where they can find more of your music?
Absolutely. So you can follow us on Facebook. We have a Prison Richard Band page. I also have my my podcast series. It's called Sage Talk. It's #Sage_talk. You can also add me or follow me under Kristen McKay. And yeah, you can search us up on YouTube. We have a YouTube channel as well. A lot of live performances on there. A lot of different stuff like that that we did within our communities here in Manitoba. So we're really, really excited to start doing some new bookings. This tour I'm doing it as a solo artist right now just because things are still, you know, kind of a little bit restrictions, but we're booked for a wedding back in my First Nation, Pine Creek First Nation, October 2nd, 2021. My nephew, Robert Chartrand, is getting married. So he asked his auntie Kristen and her band, Prison Richard, to be the band. So we're very, very much looking forward to that.
Me too. Are you guys going to, yeah, are you going to broadcast it? What are you going to do?
I'll definitely be doing some lives, like just pertaining to the internet connection, because it's in a northern community. It's about 4 hours north from Winnipeg. Based on the Wi-Fi signal, absolutely be showing clips. If not, I'm actually probably going to record the whole night and just take, you know, snippets from there and then upload those at a later time too. So
yeah, because I really like your live. You know what I mean? It just, I don't know. It just captures you.
A little bit more personality, right?
Yeah, it's very personal. And, like, it really shows your relationship with your music, you know?
Absolutely.
So, yeah, I really dig those. And thank you for sharing those, sister.
Always.
Santa Cory. DJ Santa Cory.
Hey, check this out.
Yes.
I'll share one more thing. Yeah, I want to share one
okay.
more thing. One more question. Do you know Bill Miller? Have you followed his music, Bill Miller?
Derek Miller?
Bill, B-I-L-L Miller, Mohegan.
I don't think I've heard of him, no, but I'll definitely search him up.
All right, I want you to look for him, okay? Because you have the same energy. He used to play his guitar, folk music,
okay.
country style music. Similar.
Where is he located?
Right now, he's in Tennessee, I believe.
Oh wow, Nashville area.
Yeah, he used to open up for Tori Amos, Pearl Jam back in the '90s. He used to open up. He's from Wisconsin,
right.
He's a Mohegan.
Wow.
But check it out.
Yeah,
MTV,
I definitely will check him out.
Yeah, but check this out. MTV was going to give him a contract, like a show, like Native America, whatever. And he didn't like the vibe, the medicine that they all possess, you know, MTV Corporation, you know, all
mm-hmm.
that stuff. And so he dedicated his career after that, going to bar and grills throughout the world. So he got 4 Grammys, you know. Throughout that whole tour, he recently got really sick. Almost didn't make it, but you know, he lost his wife. But I want you to check him out. Check out that because I get the same vibe. I met him once in Pennsylvania at a little bar. No, New Jersey. No, wasn't New Jersey. A little bar in Teaneck. You know, he was playing his songs. Right?
Yeah.
People crying. You know. So here's the thing. Check him out. And wow, I think you can follow those healing steps, right? Those
absolutely.
Healing to everything. Because he's saying the same thing he's always saying. My God, this is awesome. Rick Miller.
Well, I'm really happy that you guys had me on the show today. Thank you so much. Like, it feels I feel so much lighter with everything we share. So.
Wow. That's great, man. So.
Thank you, Christian. Thank you.
Yeah. We need you back, man. We can get a live show.
don't you feel? You can feel her medicine.
Yeah,
can you not? And I'm telling you, the hair is. I've had goosebumps the entire time.
Well,
you know?
I'm glad you feel that way.
Yes, and you know that's what I promised Santa Corey is that I would bring artists with medicine. And thank you for sharing your medicine with us and the relatives of Turtle Island. Thank you.
Absolutely. Well, Echo Seth, for having me. And, you know, I'll leave you with this. You know, I mean what I say and I say what I mean. And, you know, above all else in this world, you know, love is everything. Love belongs in everything you do, everything you say, everything you touch. It needs love. It needs to be supported. And if you can do that in the things you do in this world, you're going to make a lot of people very, very happy. They're going to feel very supported. When people are supported, magic happens. That's how I feel.
Wow, that's beautiful. That's great, man. What a way to close the show.
Absolutely. Well, I hope you guys have me back. I'd love to come back.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. So thank you all. Hey, thank you all for your listeners listening in live.
Yeah,
I know
absolutely.
I'll be hearing from some of you. Yeah, and a lot of your future listeners who are downloading the show. All shows are archived. This is This is the Indigenous Power Hour, an activism show. Let's end the show with one song by yours truly. Her name is Indy41. This is the creator's song, right?
Right.
All honor to the creator creatress. Let's go for it.
Creator, can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Que no hay que no cubre. Así que tú no lo debes cobrarme que aquí el mundo no que dice. Así que pina, no duri que vino a Jareseme, vino a Jarababa, li que iri, no duri. Así que tina alguien que aburre que hay Nahara Yokorun, Nahara Yokorun, Kiritina que sí que mua lia. Ya que sea Rikitina y Nahoni, en Taino Atabe, Nukutu Nukuchiri, que aquí a Yokahu, en Dictor, Nukuchiri, dice mi aburre que tina, y Nahoni su, Nakia. Aburre que tina su, Nahara Yakuka. Kaveruku, Akia, Maburi Katina in Nahuni, Yawana, Hiratina, Buga Kanukuya, Yununa Sakaria Abubuni Akia Kokona, Waoku, Chatina, Lunja Abubuni, Maroku Tina Lu, Arakatabe, Sohuni Kokona, Waokuja Abubuni, Mumaki Eriri, Waroku Rikanam, Yahuni, Abeaburimu, Arianka Liha, Ayahuni, Nahone Nitano, Nadie Baka, Bukoto.
Right now.
I need you right now.
I need you right now.